gospel today has this rather peculiar parable of the dishonest steward. First of all, it's interesting, I think, especially as we're talking about stewardship in our parish right now, as we renew and make our annual commitment of time, talent, and treasure, and we refer to that as stewardship and being a good steward. I think it's important that we see, particularly from this gospel, just what a steward really is. Apart from any context of religion, a steward is one who is entrusted with the care and management of someone else's gifts or property. Ultimately, then, if we consider ourselves as stewards of God's gifts, we remember that everything we have is entrusted to us by God. We are given it to manage, to make a return upon what God has given us, but ultimately, it's God's. We are a steward. We are charged with the care of another's property. That's why when we look at making a gift or a return to God, we ask, how much should we give to God? Well, ultimately, it's not a question of 10% or 15% or 20%. It's all God's. We're a steward of God's property. It's all His. So as we look to be a good steward and give back to God, ultimately we recognize that everything we have is a gift of God, and therefore the only appropriate response is thankfulness and generosity. So our gospel reading helps us today to understand that meaning of being a steward. But this steward in our gospel is an unjust steward. It says it was reported that he was squandering his master's property. He wasn't being a very good steward. So the master calls him in. He says, you are not taking good care of my property. You're not being a good steward of the gifts that I have entrusted to you. Therefore, you will no longer be my steward. Something very interesting happens then. The steward says, this is not good. I'm no longer going to be the steward. I've got to deal with this quickly because I'm about to be cast out of the house. When I'm cast out amongst just the ordinary people and I no longer have my stewardship, I want to be welcomed into people's homes. So I will try to endear myself to the rest of the people. And so he calls them in and we see how he writes down the amount of their debts so that the people will be generous and gracious for this act that the steward has done in lowering their debts, so that when they see him in the street in need after he's cast out of his master's house, perhaps they will remember, this is the person who helped me and lowered my debt. Now, we would expect that the master would be very upset again because the steward is seeming to be, again, dishonest. But interestingly, the master, it says, he commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. What is going on there? I think if we look at this steward, he has some good qualities that the church wants us to look at, particularly at this time of the year, as we come to the end of our liturgical year. The steward knows that as with any steward, as with us, ultimately, he's going to have to stand before the master and give an account of his stewardship. And that's exactly what the master demands of him. He says, prepare a full account of your stewardship. God will make the same demand of us. How ready are we to stand before God and prepare a full account of our stewardship? When God asks us, what have you done with the gifts of time and talent and treasure that I have given to you? Gifts that are mine, that I entrusted to you to be a good steward. Prepare a full account. How ready are we to stand before God with a full account of our stewardship ready? The church gives us this reading as we focus yesterday's reading on the idea of judgment, and we'll see that more and more as we come to the end of our liturgical year in the next few weeks, that we focus on this idea of the end of time and having to stand before God and give an account. This steward, then, he recognized the important, dire straits which he was in. He knew he was not in a good place. So what did he do? He acted. He knew, I've got to do something or I'm in big trouble. And so what he did, we might also consider a little bit dishonest. But the important thing is he recognized, I'm in big trouble and I've got to do something about it. One of our biggest problems today, I think, is that we try to pretend that everything is really okay. God's not really going to demand anything of us. I mean, I try to be a good person and I do okay and I'm basically all right. We tend to think that'll be okay, that somehow God is not demanding of us, that he's not really going to expect good stewardship of the gifts he gave to us, that somehow we can just kind of coast through life and everything will be okay. That's where this dishonored steward is a good example for us. He realizes he's in big trouble. He hasn't been the best steward of his master's gifts. If we all look carefully at our life, I think we can all see ways in which we too can have good cause to be worried about if we're called to give an account of our stewardship today. There are some things in which God would justly be able to say of us, we haven't done so well. We haven't always been the best steward. The example that this steward gives, though, one thing he does right, he acts and he does try to endear himself to the people around him. Particularly in November, we're mindful of our friends, the saints, our brothers and sisters around us, that ultimately we're not in this alone. That yes, we have a lot placed on our shoulders, a lot of trust by God, but we have a lot of help too. Our saints, the friends we have in heaven, our brothers and sisters around us, let us all be prudent in dealing with the children of light. Our brothers and sisters called to be light to the world. Let us urge each other on to be the best we can be, to not settle into this mediocrity that somehow, everything's just kind of okay. We can all be average and God won't care. God does care. And if we really care about endearing ourselves to our brothers and sisters, if we really care about all of us being together in heaven, then we need to urge each other on to be the best we can be, to not allow any of us to settle with mediocrity, that like this unjust steward in the gospel, we might realize the own importance and peril sometimes that we're really in, that we might return to God a good return on his investment, the stewardship with which he entrusts us.